welcome to It's All Chaos, a podcast about two best friends who are navigating the ups and downs of working full-time,
running their own businesses,
blending families,
and taking on Nana duties.
Join us for our Becoming Sister Wives book club and Sister Wives rewatch.
And the challenging day-to-day events that just prove that every day, all day,
it's all chaos. Welcome to episode 38 of the It's All Chaos podcast. I'm Jill.
And I'm Tracy.
And I'm Alex.
Welcome, friends. You guys were posting this episode super late on Wednesday. I had some life happen last week, and yeah, it was chaos. So we're not going to talk about that chaos at this point in time.
Life
we're
just always gonna, be happening.
Right. We're just going to go right into brown chaos. How about that?
Brown chaos.
So, brown chaos.
It sounds like poop.
Poop.
Like well, you know, sometimes the chaos, sometimes it is kind of poop.
Everybody poops.
That is true.
So, this one, season one, episode 8. So, I'm trying to remember, but I maybe don't. I thought we said last podcast we were going to finish the book, but we're not going to finish the book for a couple of weeks, friends, because there's just a lot going on in everybody's lives. It's the end of the school year. We got graduations. Tracy's going to Florida. Oh, yeah. I'm going too. Woo!
Trying to read
I'm it, not, the book. I'm in case sorry. Anyone was wondering.
You're going on a cruise this weekend.
That is true.
So, trying to add in reading was just
a lot.
Not going to happen.
A lot.
But we can work and watch Sister Wives and take notes all at the same time.
That is true.
So, we're going to do a couple episodes. We'll see how far we get. So, this episode, I don't know if we will do 8 and 9, because this was kind of a recap episode where they were talking with interviewer.
It was like the first tell-all that right. wasn't a tell-all, because at this point, I don't know that they right. knew they
no,
were coming back for
like
season 2. Yeah, it was
kind of like interview.
Yeah, it was right. just like, it was kind of like a news interview.
Because we find right. out as we go through this that, we find out, I think in episode 9, that they hadn't even...
renewed
or anyway nobody knew about the show at this point
the show hadn't aired
I think
right.
that
when
starts in
happened.
Season two so yeah. the entire of season yeah. one the recap and then the honeymoon episode yep. which is 9
it's all before
none of that
had aired
right.
So like you said by season 2 episode 1 which we've watched and are prepared to record if we have time today by season 1 or season 2 episode 1 they're talking about they're doing interviews and press about their show and things like that. But at that point, it seemed like, because they were on the Today Show, it seemed like they all knew the family because, oh, how is Truly, Christine had made the comment, right. oh, how is Truly, which means that the show must have been watched by them
but,
for
well,
them to be connected
of course.
With them.
Right, yes, right.
Well,
of course.
I don't even think for a, yeah, I don't think it was like pre-show press. I think it was maybe post-show on TV.
I didn't get that because when they said, we're going to New York today and we're making it public to everybody.
That's true.
And they
but
said,
then,
we're talking about your new show. So it sounded to me like that was right when the first episodes were
but
aired.
But I guess Truly was born in what, like episode 2 or 3? Because it was before the wedding.
Yeah, it was pretty
yeah.
early.
Yeah, so maybe that's why. As a couple episodes had aired already. Or like you said, maybe they got a few screeners so they knew who they were talking to in the thing. So, okay. Well, anyways... even though this is a recap special, apparently I thought there was a lot of good nuggets here because I have a full page of notes.
Okay. I have a third or half.
Somewhere. Wow. Okay. So, yeah. So
I took no notes.
I was
in
busy,
my brain.
I was busy working, so I might have missed a nugget
yeah.
or two.
Well, then I will, you know, I did the intro, and why don't I just lead us down a discussion? You can jump in as it
But I can tell you right off the bat because yep. I wrote down right away.
Yes.
Cody saying he's a party boy.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
I was like... Oh, what about you says party boy other than dancing at weddings?
His hair.
With your Christine
whipping
leg
people's
from
shoulders out of socket.
His ridiculous hair.
Right?
A little bit. Party
it wasn't
boy
as
vibes.
Bad at the beginning.
You
it,
on your Mormon I mean, mission
I'm
getting all
crazy. His hair gets worse
it does.
As the show goes on.
It does. The But he still
it
had
the best
But
the
he still had the long hair, so it still was kind
yeah.
of like
swooped
deep. Like hippie surfer boy
yeah.
like type of like
and I do agree with
boy.
Janelle I kind of liked it at times when he maybe it's coming up in future seasons
she likes his ponytail
the ponytail
when they
yeah.
have the big debate about the ponytail he
yes.
slicks it back
his,
kind
like,
of a little
man
bun yeah I
she's
I,
a
I
she's
like
a fan
too.
Of the man bun
yep, she is she is and I think I am too not all the time but I do like it okay So this was called A Candid Conversation with an Unconventional Family. I had to write that down because it was like the title of the book.
Unconventional.
New York Times best, A Candid Conversation with an Unconventional Family. All right, so plural family changing the face of polygamy one episode at a time.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right, this is all the precursors. So dramatic. So Cody, America is seeing a man well-trained. That's what Cody says. Right.
Well, I mean,
women
don't listen to me, only the kids. Let's be honest. At that point, he probably was.
Oh, I believe
it. I mean, he did appear
with those
more
wives.
So, yeah.
Trained.
Yep.
But everybody seemed to have fallen into that routine, and everybody was comfortable. They've said
it was,
that. They
it
said
was
that
a
in the
good
book.
Thing, yeah.
They said that here.
Yep.
And they put
that's
in
where a lot of this is crossing
dynamic,
with what we've read
right.
and
yep.
everything else.
So
yeah.
mm-hmm. I did think it was interesting when the interviewer said, and I don't know, but it seemed like it was right in the beginning when she said, it's kind of like you're the moon, and everyone just moves around you.
Right.
Like the and again,
and I think that's why he made that comment.
He didn't quite like that.
Yeah.
Similar to when many moons later, many episodes and seasons later.
With the therapist.
And then he said, you should be in the middle because we are around. And he goes, no, I don't like that because what are you if I'm not here? And he still wanted them to all say, we're family when you're not still here. And none of them could say that.
Right.
Well, because they didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again. Season
they
one.
Didn't truly believe it.
Season two. Season two, episode two. I'm through that one, too. That's where they go to the farm, or to the ranch. And looking at the way his mothers talk about their relationships and the growth that they've had, I'm looking at, again, the way that things are today with the Brown family, and it makes me sad. Makes me sad. So,
he gave up. We know that from the garden. He gave up on everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
And whether that be because in COVID, it just made it easier or more difficult for him to pretend or whatever. I don't know. Or just spending all that time with Robin really cemented
sealed the
it.
Deal. Maybe.
Poisoned his mind.
Maybe.
So, but he talks about all relationships being nurtured at that point, too. That,
right.
You know, basically, that we work on this. And I think in the beginning, it really was that.
I do think so.
Especially when Robin first came in. I mean, yes, he was spending more time with her as they were courting, but I think he was still nurturing and loved the other women.
Or at least,
again, he
at
denies
least was,
it now, but I don't buy it.
Or even, and if he wasn't doing so good at it, he at least very visibly, like, was
trying. Yeah.
Like, the effort was being put forth, so, like, people weren't mad because, like, he was trying and you could really tell he was trying.
Because of how much we've prepared to record and us being a little bit behind the eight ball, you know, we've watched ahead. So, again, I can't help but comment on the fact that on Robin's honeymoon, which is the next episode in this series that we will record on, she makes it a point to say that it was her doing, that he keep in very constant contact with his wives. And he does have a very short and quick conversation with Mary. And at the end of the call, well, during the call he was talking, because I know I didn't write much notes about it, but it just seemed applicable here. You know, I enjoyed that texting conversation that we had about our dreams and about what we want in the future. And I hope you've had better dreams. And at the end of the call, you know, he said, you know,
I love you.
And then he said, like, goodbye, lover. Like, and I know that was kind of their name for each other early on. And you see that, like, disappear.
I wrote that on my thing. I said, this is yucky. I said, yuck.
Well, I think the part about that was yuck was more the less that Robin was being very awkward in the bathroom in the hotel room, pretending like she was getting ready, but she was obviously eavesdropping on the conversation.
But I think it's right. I think Robin said you need to call him.
Yeah.
Because she's like, normally he doesn't call much when he's out and we don't talk very long or whatever, except Janelle, who said, we have long, long talks. We talk a lot. But again, we knew that all along, that him and Janelle got along very well.
Right.
They were such good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he even refers to her as his best friend. And I know that there was one point during the episode, he's like, you're my best friend, and you're my best friend. But I honestly do believe that he and Janelle were best friends.
Right. I agree. Because they had a very intellectual connection. Right. So, which a lot of times in friends.
Yeah. Christine even said that at one point that she almost is jealous of the, you know, kind of knowledgeable or intellectual conversations that the two of them could have together, and that they didn't have
because
that. But that just wasn't
so
her.
Smart.
Right.
But Janelle didn't grow up in polygamy.
Sure.
That's a difference. Because we hear the same thing in the episode when they're out at the ranch, that Cody's mom says that she was very jealous, kind of, at the beginning, because when Christine, or Janelle's mom came in and married Cody's dad.
Right.
It gets a little tricky here.
Right.
That she was jealous because she was so pretty and so smart.
Cheryl. Yeah. Right.
Because she had grown up outside of polygamy, and so she had a whole lot more right. experiences and things to talk about.
Yep. So we get the conversation that we've heard many, many times and will hear many, many more times. The bedroom is very private. It's not about sex, but about the relationships. And many wives is not about sex, but about a family and raising amazing kids.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do weird.
Yeah, Mary likes to bring up that they don't do weird a lot.
Mary is the first wife.
Which makes me wonder, are there some families that do weird?
I mean, I've seen them on Seeking Sister Wives. Have you ever watched any of that show? There is a family there that they often all end up in the same bed unless there's hanky-panky going on. They don't hanky-panky in this same bed. I shouldn't say that.
That they admit?
There are many... The multiple wives do not participate with the husband at the same time. They will all go after things are done. They will all eventually sleep in the same bed.
That's weird.
Yeah.
So... Because I remember they were getting a new wife, and they needed to go to a custom bed-making place to have one that was wide, a king-size bed that was wide enough for 5 adults.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm like, now you have women between women, because there's only 2 sides to a man. Like, I'm like,
no.
I agree. I'm like,
I mean, I barely like to share my bed with one other, alone 4.
I did think it was interesting that the host of this one did say at one point when she was talking about, because they kind of laid out the different wives and what kind of their position was, and they mentioned that Mary was very much like a firstborn child, and I think that kind
and
of
how she was
me,
as,
right that she was more like marriage. Straight and narrow, and we got to follow the rules, and we need to do this, and there have to be these, and I think that we see that, and the other ones didn't like that as much. So to me, it's like, you know, and Janelle, she's like, she wasn't forgotten by Cody, but the middle child kind of gets forgotten. She's over there doing all the hard work and doing all the stuff, but nobody's giving any pay and any attention to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's worried about the finances that everybody else is spending.
Well, you know, some of us are spenders. And some of us are
everybody spenders. In her family is spenders. That's her problem.
Yeah, she has too many spenders, not enough savers. Got to balance each other out.
She was the only sacrificer.
So Janelle says, within the family, they're trying to keep things during filming as normal and routine as possible so that the experience doesn't affect the kids.
Right.
Okay. Mary talks about the fact that she was the first wife, and she has now had to go through Cody bringing on a new wife 3 times.
Right.
Obviously, she's done it more than anybody else because she was number one. Okay. Then all 4 wives and Cody, all 5 of them, watch Mary's anniversary dinner. And that's the conversation where she was like, what if I was engaging with another man? And he says
thought that was
disgusting and vulgar.
I think this is about the time when the host asked her, is it hard? And Mary said, well, it depends on the day.
Yeah.
Because it's truthful. It's like some days it's hard when you're feeling like this. And other
And when you're feeling that way and you're like, oh, everything is crappy right now, but they're thriving. Right? But when everyone is good and everyone's, then it doesn't feel that way.
Right. And I also thought that it was very interesting what you just said about Mary being the first one and having to go through it 3 times.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, so I know to expect some jealousy and I know to expect these feelings and these are normal or whatever. Whereas Christine talked about how hard she had it. And then she, like, after the honeymoon is like, Robin, I need you to tell me you needed these days.
Yep, I wrote those details down when we get to
that. And I'm like, because you never had to go through it.
Right.
This was your first time going through that because everybody said, yeah, we had a little problem. But she's like, I really had a problem.
Right.
And I'm
don't
like,
know if
that's
she ever
because
recovered.
Your first time.
She tried, but I don't know if she ever recovered. So, Mary explains that after anniversary dinner, they were in a tough spot relationally, and then you add Robin to the mix. Cody said, we look at each other and choose to love each other every day, always. And again, that's what I think at one point in time, whatever, he gave up.
Mm-hmm.
At one point in time, he decided not to choose it anymore.
And then he decided he never chose it ever.
Well, yeah. Then he decided to change his tune totally.
Well, I think in the catfishing thing, even though they were having some rough times, I think that really stabbed him so hard.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
That he could not recover. His ego could not recover.
Mm-hmm. But then he needs to say that. He needs to man up and say it.
But then they were talking about Janelle, and when they said, in contrast to what they said about Mary. Mary's like the first one child. I liked it. They said, Janelle is the level-headed one, the thinker and the worker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that poor woman.
Right.
She literally was just put to work.
You love being labeled that way?
Because they talked about how Mary got fired after
the show started.
The show started because of the show. And then it was just Cody and
Janelle
working, and nobody else thought to go get a job. And I know Christine was home with a brand new baby.
Brand new baby, right.
But
from
Robin
what we were told,
to do anything.
Yeah, even from though, what we were told, the right second Robin came back, in the family, she didn't have a job.
Right after they got back from the honeymoon, they put them all in public school.
Yep.
There was
I mean, we're
going to
get there. Right.
I know.
We're going to get there. Yep. So they talk about Mary having one kid. But even though Mariah is technically an only child, she has many siblings. And Mary says she's too old to start over. They're talking about how on their anniversary trip, they were talking about in vitro. And it's funny that we're going to still see this theme come up for the next few seasons. Where here from the very beginning, in the very first season, Mary's already saying, I'm too old to start over. I'm too old
right.
to start over. So I'm surprised.
But they go into it when what Robin has her. When Robin has Solomon.
Yeah.
Right, because she offers
also,
to be a surrogate.
There's one additional time when it must be another anniversary trip when her and Cody are up on some, like,
mountain
thing.
Yeah,
that was,
and that was last another, straw.
And
that
was the one where she said no. Because because at first, when they had previous conversations we know in the
which
book,
again, makes
he had
he
always shut it down.
He still loved her. He wanted more children with her.
Right.
Because in the book we
it
learned, like,
just be at faith by
like,
faith at
the
that
conversations
point, you know?
Came up, and he had shut it down and shut it down. No, we just need to keep trying naturally. We need to keep trying naturally. And then now he was like, no, we need to do this. And she's like, it's too late now, sir.
Right.
I'm sorry, it's too late now.
But the ship has sailed. Kids and going into high school.
Right. No, and I'm not faulting
yeah.
her mm-hmm. for saying it's too late now.
Mm-hmm. But the only thing about that seems intriguing to me at all would be if you think about the fact that Robin was about to start having two kids, they could have mommed together. But with Mary being the age that she was,
it would have been
hard to start over.
And hard and all and just and more hard on her body.
Oh yeah.
And
all of that.
Yeah.
Yep, for sure.
Let's be honest, I don't think she had the patience at that time.
Well there's
to
also
start
that.
Over with an infant.
There's also that.
Maybe not. Okay, so Janelle married Mary's brother first. Fans are shocked. So,
shocked.
Initially, they don't say that. And then, obviously, stuff comes
shocking
out.
Shocking.
Janelle joined the faith and wanted to marry the best guy she knew, which was Cody. And again, we've already talked about the fact that they were
such
good friends. And Cody makes the comment, which, not that I don't believe it to be true, but he says that he always thought Janelle was cute, but they were just really good friends.
Right.
And then, obviously, at one point, something went further. But I don't think he'd be throwing stuff out there like, you know, I just thought she was so cute. If it wasn't true.
We didn't really hear him say a whole lot about how he didn't love Janelle.
Right.
We mostly heard it about Christine and Mary.
Right. And it did honestly seem, again, in the most current episodes, it honestly did seem like he was the one holding on longer than Janelle. Janelle was the one ready to give up after so much neglect and everything else.
Right.
And Cody's like, really? So this is it? You're not going to give me a
hug? He didn't fight for Christine at all.
Right. No. No. I mean, and he kind of makes it sound like she made the decision without me. She moved all my crap to the garage.
And actively fought against
Janelle.
Mary.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah. It's never going to happen, Mary.
Right. He didn't fight for Christine.
Yeah.
He fought against Mary.
Yeah.
And he fought for Janelle.
Yeah. That's very true.
Well, because Janelle makes the money. Hello?
Well,
Mary
at this point in time, though, Mary
no,
was...
No,
yeah.
I know, I'm just teasing.
Yeah,
just
with her little rose,
I do think
was...
that he had... I think
no,
because...
who was he going to talk to? Robin the whole time?
But
right.
I think because he
what
did
a
have...
conversation.
That
you
he
have
did
about
have
TVC.
This better, this better, like, mental connection with Janelle that he had both types of connections with her in a strong way that he would want to keep that.
Yeah, for sure. So, I don't know if they're getting fan questions or where some of the questions are coming from, but they asked straight up about insurance and how all the kids are covered. And the comment is it varies. Cody now has all the kids on his insurance. For many years, Janelle carried her kids between her jobs on the insurance.
Which makes sure she was the only one working,
you know,
so she's the only one that could carry her kids.
The thing is And again, this is something, you know, people talk about insurance fraud. And I guess fraud, it would look
less crazy to have just Mary's one and
yeah,
Christine's
if Mary had a job and she just has her, right, exactly. And yeah, all the things. And that would absolutely, like you said, make sense. If Mary was working full time, then she could put Mariah on hers. And then you could have all of Janelle's kids on her own insurance and Cody could take Christine's kids. But if Cody does have a job with insurance, again, I know it looks sketch with 13 kids, but I mean, there are plenty of people out there who aren't married, quote unquote, married mm-hmm. to three women who have 13 kids.
Yeah.
You know, there's right. plenty. There's plenty of men out there who have been in several relationships. Lots of baby daddies.
And,
you know, yeah.
And honestly, if insurance had questions about it, all you'd have to do is provide a DNA test or a paternity test exactly. to prove that they're your children, and then there's nothing they could do about it.
Right. Absolutely. So, they talk about that. But then they talk about how they happened to be in between insurances when Maddie had her appendectomy and that they're still paying for it because apparently paying cash for an appendectomy, I can't say it. I stutter every time. Yeah, it sticks in my tongue. Costs a year's wages of somebody.
Well, I mean, so surgery. By the time you add up every aspirin at $800.
Oh, yeah, right?
And the anesthesiologist. Janelle kind of laughs it off and goes, we're real good at making payments on everything in our lives.
Right.
And I'm like, this poor lady's just trying not to cry.
Right? All right, so then they get to talking about Truly Grace Brown and her birth. And all of the wives get visibly emotional watching Truly be born and be in the hospital and everything. All of them just, you could see just so much joy at the newest baby in the family
right.
being born.
And so. I want to mention right now that Truly is a baby. Has the exact same face as Truly as a kid.
Oh my gosh, yes.
She just looks the same. She is like Truly. I can see her and you can see that she is
Truly.
Truly, yeah.
Yep. And it's funny because later on, they say a lot of Truly Grace, Truly Grace Brown. But right now, Cody is saying a lot of Truly Scrumptious. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I don't know. That's just a little cringe
to me
too.
It's like calling the kids tenders.
Right, yeah. The little tenders. My little chicken tenders.
The tendies.
The tender children, the tender age.
The tender age children. I'm like, it just sounds creepy.
Yeah.
Cody, it's creepy.
All right. So then I have that we move on to Robin and we talk about wedding dress shopping because obviously that was a huge sticking point in the season. Hey, Cody announcing
it. He's like, I was just so excited. I didn't know it was going to be a problem. I didn't know anything.
Yes, you did, which is why you said you had a bomb to drop because you knew it was going to be a problem.
Yep. Cody's so excited, like a kid in a candy store. And then Christine, obviously very jealous, and her feeling like Robin's relationship was more important than any of their relationships. Right. And I think that's what we're going to continue to see. And especially, like you said, her being the newest wife previous to Robin, never going through this at all, maybe Cody could have even taken a little more care with her.
Well, and here's the thing. At no point is Christine realizing she was that person to these two other ladies.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I can see what you're saying there.
So, I don't know.
So, Robin said, one of the reasons I wanted to be a sister wife is because I am going to learn to be more selfless through this process.
No, she did not.
Lie.
Maury Povich found
Maury
that
Povich
is a
says
lie.
That is a lie. That's where I wrote it down. Cody says that when he first found out about Robin and Mary was kind of initiating things with Robin, Cody had the ick factor because of the fact that she was divorced with three kids. I'm like, then why wouldn't he have had the ick with Janelle? Is it because there were no kids? Is that the part that's the worst?
It's probably also because he knew exactly how that went down.
It could be.
Because it was Mary's brother and how
crappy that
guy was.
Yeah, and they were very involved. And, yeah.
I mean, he basically just walked out on her and was like, nah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It very well could be, but nonetheless, I still think it's funny, like, thinking again about when Christine left and Cody making the comments that, well, Christine has to make me look like a bad guy because otherwise no guy in the future will touch her because they'll know that she left a good man. And I'm like,
no.
So did Robin give you the ick factor because you knew that she left a good man? Like, it's so silly and dumb. But okay.
That line he said was the dumbest thing I think right. I've ever heard.
He says a lot of dumb things.
Yeah, but that one was like really dumb because I was like, That man ain't gonna be thinking anything about you in a way of you being a good man because of what she says
about you. The thing is, you can't hide this. We saw it happen.
Right. And we saw the like edited version for TV.
Right.
Like, you know,
the good, the bad, and the ugly.
The good edit as like, oh well, man, they got a good edit or they got a whatever. Like, if that was the best edit they could put together for that, well.
Well, we don't necessarily know that. I mean, they could be trying to highlight some drama.
But even if they do that, but still. What was said and what was done was
wrong.
Right,
right, yeah.
They came out your mouth. Yep.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm. All right, so then we find out that Mary was fired because of the show. So that was brought up at that point in time. Okay. And then legally, they were asking if they think that anything is coming, which, of course, shortly after this, we find out that there is something coming. But... let me see if I can read what I wrote here because it's going sideways over the side of the page. We hope they will let us have the, can't read my next word, the life we chose, or the life we choose, live the life we chose. Anyways, I wrote
let
down
let us
my,
live the life we chose. I mean, they just want to be left alone. And I'm of the opinion that if people are in consenting relationships and they want to
family,
make
I'm sorry.
People, but do it.
We hope they will let us have the family we chose.
Yeah. So I don't. And this is just
And they're in regards to like the legalistic part of it, right?
Right.
Is what they're talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is my personal opinion. If they're all consenting adults, I don't think it should be illegal by the state. Let 2-3 people be married if that's what disaster they want.
Right.
If they want to self,
it's not any
punish themselves
less likely to make it or not make it than a monogamous couple.
In today's world, no. Maybe more so.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some at least religious ordinance, you know, ordaining. So maybe
mm-hmm.
that helps. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the last thing I wrote down, Cody makes this bold statement, and I figure we talk about it for a minute. Cody says, if a wife were to leave, I would do whatever it takes. Pay more, buy you a house next door so the kids would be close to me and also their brothers and sisters. Whatever it takes to keep our family together. He would buy the house next door. These are his exact words. I wrote them down verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
He'd buy the house next door and put you in it so that he could be close to the kids and the kids could be close to their brothers and sisters.
Right.
And Christine just up and leaves, and he doesn't give a dang about truly.
He didn't give a dang during COVID to see his kids.
Well, all those things too, yeah. And maybe again, maybe COVID made it more easy. Maybe these different ideas about COVID just made it way more easy to walk away.
It showed. I think it showed the true depth of do people care?
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary makes the comment. But none of us are choosing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last I wrote down for this episode.
Right now.
Yeah, but none of us are choosing that right now.
Right
now. We're all good in the hood.
Right now.
So.
In this moment of
but
your
just wait.
Questions.
Yep.
That's the end of the recap.
Yep, that's the end of the recap. So we made it through that in about 30 minutes. What do y'all say? Because this is like kind of a lady droppy episode, should we... And this episode and drop it right there and just go on to the honeymoon special into the next episode? Or do you want to, how many notes do you have on the honeymoon special? Do you want to pummel through it? What do you think?
I'm fine. Well, either way, whatever you want to do. If you want to do 2 episodes on this one and 2 on the next one, we can do that.
Awesome. Let's just go ahead and end it here. And then we'll just jump right into the next episode, honeymoon special. And then we won't fall
behind. The
11 like
day
we did this week.
Honeymoon.
Dun, dun, dun.
Was it 11 days?
Oh, it was
days.
11. 11. I don't know if that's the travel days as well.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Well, you saw me the day we left and you saw me the day we came home.
It still counts.
Still counts.
I don't know.
All right. Let's go on to it.
All right.
We'll see you in the next episode, friends.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Wait. Tracy didn't give us the outro. We can't just say goodbye.
No. My brain doesn't work today.
I'm putting you on the spot.
The
podcast.
The more you have love that's not divided, it's multiplied.
The more you know, the more you row. That was 3 podcasts ago, Foo.
No.
That was 3 podcasts ago, Foo.
That's not it.
Hang in there, kids!
Until
keep calm and
next
chive
time.
On.
Until right, next
until
time.
Until next time, friends. This is the podcast
where chaos is always multiplied and never divided.
Yay!
Thanks for the help, guys.
Bye.
If your life is so chaotic you don't remember, you've been listening to the It's All Chaos podcast.
To support Tracy, Jill, or get access to any products we've discussed on the podcast, visit our websites at officiallytracytime.com,
shopjillybean.com,
or shopthechaos.com. If you've enjoyed learning about our chaos, you can always leave a positive review on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you download your podcasts.
And if you would like to tell us about your chaos, you can always email us at itsallchaospodcast@gmail.com, and maybe we'll read your email on the show.
And remember, when life gets chaotic, it's okay to listen to the podcast in your closet with a Starbucks eating raw cookie dough.